What God Wants to Do. Day 29. Bible reading from Isaiah. Chapter 40. Verses 3 to 8.
The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." The voice said, "Cry out." And he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever."
We read these verses yesterday, but there is another word for us in them for today. The Lord is coming. Those words refer to more than his first coming or his second coming. There is spiritual teaching here for us. If the Lord is going to come in all his fullness into our hearts, there is a work of preparation that must be done. God is waiting to do it, if we will allow him. The stumbling blocks to blessing must be removed and the way for the Lord prepared. If we want to know what these stumbling blocks are, the Lord will show us. A. B. Simpson said, "If we want to know, God will show us what hinders the fullness of blessing, and he will make us both willing and able to put it aside. Then he will come into our hearts and through our hearts into the hearts of others in the fullness of his blessing." God spoke of the valleys first, the low places. Are there places in our lives which should be raised to higher levels of fellowship and obedience? Are there crooked, twisted places which need to be made straight? Twisting the will of God to make it fit our own wills is called iniquity in God's word. Are there rough places that rub against other people and which need to be made smooth? The Lord will do this if we let him. Is there strife and strain with fellow Christians? Is there neglect of the word of God and prayer? Are we robbing God in our giving? Are any of these the stumbling blocks to blessing? What would happen if they were taken away? The glory of the Lord would be revealed. How do we know this? The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The remaining verses tell us how wonderful and how faithful is that same word of the Lord. The grass of our fields and pastures withers away within a year or less. How true this is! Flowers that looked so beautiful yesterday are withered and brown tomorrow. Everything belonging to man is temporary, but, and here is the wonderful promise of these verses, the word of our God stands forever.